A word for you from Daniel, chapter 2, verse 34. As you looked, a stone was cut out by no human hand. It's much longer than this, of course, and you can go and read this chapter for yourself. It's all about King Nebuchadnezzar's dream, this dream that terrified him. He knew it must have had great significance. And in those days, the pagan kings regarded dreams as being very prophetical and of extreme importance. And in this case, it was. Remember, Nebuchadnezzar ruled the whole world. And he had dreamt this dream about that great statue made of various materials. Then he called the various wise men, enchanters, magicians, astrologers. And the king demanded not only the interpretation of the dream, but the dream itself. He didn't want to tell them. He was so terrified. You see the cruelty that it came with? Because he said, you will all die unless you tell me, unless one of you can at least tell me what I dreamt and the interpretation. That is like the cruelty of Satan. He has no mercy. Jesus said he has come to kill, to destroy, to steal. But that Jesus, he himself, has come to give us life. And of course, they were all condemned to death until somebody said, let's call Daniel, for the spirit of the gods is in him. They didn't know God himself, the Holy Spirit, but this is how they put it, and he was called. He must have prayed with his friends that God in his mercy would show and reveal what this was all about. And he came full of joy then to the king and said, O king, you dreamt about this. And then he described the image. But the part I want to look at is he said, as you looked at this huge image made of various materials, a stone was cut out by no human hand. He goes on to describe what the stone then did and how it covered the whole earth, how it completely destroyed the statue. We have spoken about the little baby born in a manger this Christmas, and I trust that you have embraced him afresh. This is the little stone. It says here, this stone was cut out by no human hand. This was divine. And the mountain from which it is cut is God himself. Later on, it goes on to say that this stone became a great mountain and covered the whole earth, pulverized the statue. This is what I share with you for this new year. Are you part of his kingdom? This little stone, is it in your heart? Is the one who came then busy expanding his kingdom through you?